Middle Earth continues to reign at the box office.
Who did you tell about your quest beyond your kin?
No one.
Who did you tell?
No one, I swear. What in Dodo's name is going on?
You are being hunted.
Well, it's a big season for movie going, and there are a lot of interesting films to see. What's hitting a chord with audiences? Alan Silverman of the Hollywood Bites Entertainment News Service joins us now to talk. Alan, what are people going to see?
Well, Gene, certainly The Hobbit, An Unexpected Journey continues. The Middle Earth adventure is held over in first place. $32 million in its third weekend. That brings its domestic gross to $222 million. Plus another $464 million from international venues, and all of that in just 3 weeks at theaters. But helping end the year with a bang, an odd collection of Christmas Day releases scored solid entries onto the chart. Quentin Tarantino's latest revisionist revenge drama, Django Unchained, is at number two with $30.1 million for the weekend. So fans are there, even though he does have his detractors, like Spike Lee, who tweeted his outrage that Tarantino would tell a story about slavery in the guise of a spaghetti western. But the ever-humble Quentin believes he is doing a service by presenting the subject in his own style of entertainment.
There's a zillion stories, a zillion dramatic, exciting, adventurous, heartbreaking, triumphant stories that could be told. And living in a world now where everyone says there are no new stories, there's a whole bunch of them, and they're all American stories that could be told. And so I wanted to be one of the first ones out the gate with it.
Yeah, and since Django Unchained is becoming something of a political football, does he think people in high office should or will see it?
I wouldn't be surprised if Barack and Michelle watched the movie. That wouldn't be the most surprising thing in the world.
No, I think the surprising thing is it's made $63 million since it opened last Tuesday, and it is on track to be Tarantino's biggest box office hit yet. Les Miserables also opened on Tuesday. It took in $66.7 million, so for the week at least, it beat Django Unchained, but it was only $27.3 million on the weekend, so the epic musical scores a third-place debut. Hugh Jackman could get an Oscar nomination for his portrayal of the tragic but ultimately redeemed Jean Valjean.
I didn't take the responsibility of playing the role lightly. I think he's one of the greatest opportunities I've ever had, and if I'm a tenth of the man Jean Valjean is, I'll be a very happy man.
The Les Mis crowd, 67% female, and they gave it an A-plus cinema score, so expect word of mouth and a raft of nominations to keep it going. On the other hand, the woefully unfunny family comedy Parental Guidance had a soft opening in fourth place with only $14.6 million for the weekend. Gene, we've got nothing new opening this coming weekend, but we can sort of take a collective breath or maybe a sigh of relief and look back at 2012 ringing out as a record setter for Hollywood. The domestic box office hit an all-time high, $10.8 billion. That's half a billion better than last year's total. But even more important, the number of tickets is up 6% over 2011. So that reverses a decline, a steady decline. It's now back up close to the levels of 3 or 4 years ago. And who's in charge?
You're here with a mission, sir? Trying to get me back in the world?
Trying to save it.
The Avengers certainly helped save Hollywood's bacon as the number one grossing film of 2012. Dark Knight Rises is in second, followed by The Hunger Games, Skyfall, which just cost $1 billion worldwide this past weekend and has yet to open in China, and at number five, the final Twilight movie, Breaking Dawn Part 2.